Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Gray Day, My Undercover Mission to Expose America's First Cyber Spy by Eric O'Neill, is a real-world counterintelligence story centered on a defining early case in the digital age. Known publicly for his role in helping bring down FBI agent, turned Soviet and Russian spy Robert Hansen. O'Neill recounts how a young investigator was pulled into a high-stakes undercover assignment that blended classic tradecraft with emerging cyber era risks. The book frames the hunt as both a personal coming of age and a sober look at how insider threats develop inside trusted institutions. Rather than treating espionage as distant Cold War history, it highlights the modern relevance of data, networks, and the human weaknesses that allow secrets to leak. Readers get a close view of surveillance, operational planning, and the difficult moral decisions involved in running an undercover operation against a colleague. The result is a tense narrative that aims to illuminate how espionage evolves when information becomes the ultimate weapon. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the making of an insider threat in a digitalizing FBI. A central topic is how an insider, with access, credibility, and patience, can become more dangerous than any external attacker. The story is set against a period when intelligence work was beginning to feel the impact of network systems and large-scale digital records, making access to information easier to misuse and harder to fully track. The book emphasizes the gap between formal security rules and the everyday habits that create openings, such as assumptions about colleagues, routine trust, and the tendency to prioritize productivity over verification. It also explores how a long-running spy can hide in plain sight by leaning on institutional reputation and by exploiting bureaucratic seams between teams and divisions. In that sense, the cyber element is not only about computers, but about how information moves inside organizations. The reader is shown why insider threats are uniquely difficult. The adversary already knows the culture, the processes, and the investigative playbook. This topic helps connect the case to modern concerns in government and private industry, where credentialed access and quiet persistence can defeat even expensive perimeter defenses. Secondly, undercover operations and the psychology of controlled trust. Another key topic is the mechanics of undercover work when the target is not a street-level criminal, but a respected professional. The narrative focuses on building controlled trust, establishing believable roles, and maintaining composure while gathering evidence under intense scrutiny. It highlights the delicate balance between being close enough to collect actionable information and far enough to avoid compromise. The book also surfaces the psychological strain, constant self-monitoring, careful language, and the fear that a single misstep will expose the operation. Readers see how investigators use structured planning, checklists, compartmentalization, and tight coordination to reduce risk, while also relying on intuition about human behavior. This topic underscores that undercover work is as much about emotional discipline as it is about tactics. The interpersonal dimension becomes the primary battlefield, where the operative must read signals, anticipate reactions, and keep conversations productive without revealing intent. By framing undercover tradecraft in an office and intelligence setting, the book clarifies how deception and report can be operational tools, and how personal courage and patience become critical assets. Thirdly, tradecraft versus technology in catching a modern spy. The investigation illustrates that technology alone rarely solves espionage cases, but it can amplify both the threat and the countermeasures. The book describes a world where files, databases, and communications create new ways to steal, store, and transmit secrets, while also producing traces that disciplined investigators can leverage. Yet the storyline reinforces that classic tradecraft remains decisive surveillance, evidence handling, strict operational security, and the careful construction of a case that can stand up in court and in the court of public confidence. The cyber spy framing points to a pivot era, when digital information began to dominate intelligence value, and when the potential damage from unauthorized copying or access expanded dramatically. The reader learns how investigators must integrate technical awareness with human intelligence, because the spy is ultimately a person with routines, vulnerabilities, and motivations. This topic is valuable for showing the hybrid nature of modern counterintelligence, where success comes from merging analytics, procedural rigor, and on-the-ground judgment. It also emphasizes the importance of documenting actions properly, protecting sources and methods, and anticipating how a sophisticated insider might attempt to detect or disrupt an investigation. Fourthly, operational pressure, ethical dilemmas, and personal cost. A major thread is the personal and ethical toll of pursuing a colleague who has betrayed trust. The book portrays the stress of high-consequence work, where mistakes can end careers, damage national security, or put people in danger. It considers the moral ambiguity that can arise in undercover settings, manipulating interactions, withholding information from coworkers for security reasons, and living with the fear of collateral harm. Alongside the operational details, The narrative highlights what it feels like to be a relatively junior figure placed near the center of an historic case, responsible for staying steady while surrounded by uncertainty. The reader is prompted to consider how institutions support, or fail to support, the people asked to do this work. There is also an implicit lesson about professional identity, believing in a mission while confronting betrayal from within. This topic broadens the book beyond a procedural account into a human story about resilience, judgment, and accountability. It invites reflection on leadership, teamwork under secrecy constraints, and the long-term effects of operating in environments where suspicion must be managed without eroding the very trust that organizations depend on. Lastly, lessons for organizations' security culture and modern espionage readiness. Beyond the case narrative, the book offers takeaways that apply to any organization managing sensitive information. It demonstrates that security is a culture, not a checklist, and that preventing insider compromise requires consistent reinforcement of basic practices, least privilege access, auditing, anomaly detection, and clear reporting channels. Just as important is the human side of readiness, such as training people to recognize manipulation, encouraging ethical decision-making, and creating environments where concerns can be raised without retaliation. The story also shows why investigations can take time, especially when the stakes demand certainty and when the suspect is skilled at blending into routines. Readers can extract practical insights about compartmentalization, need-to-know principles, and how leadership decisions shape risk. The cyber angle reinforces that data is now a primary asset, so organizations must treat information governance as core strategy. This topic makes the book relevant to managers, security teams, and professionals in regulated industries, not only to intelligence enthusiasts. By grounding modern lessons in a high-profile real case, it illustrates how small oversights compound into major vulnerabilities, and why investing in both technical controls and trust-preserving processes is essential. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy true espionage, counterintelligence memoirs, and real cases that help define how America thinks about insider threats. It is also a strong pick for cybersecurity professionals, compliance leaders, and managers who want a narrative that makes abstract security concepts feel immediate and human. The main benefit is perspective. It connects the mechanics of trust, access, and organizational blind spots to consequences that matter, showing how a single individual can exploit systems built on assumptions. That perspective can improve a reader's everyday decision-making around data handling, verification, and reporting concerns early rather than rationalizing anomalies. Compared with many spy books that focus on gadgets or geopolitical drama, Grade A is worth buying because it emphasizes the operational reality of catching a sophisticated insider and the emotional discipline required to do it. It stands out for blending classic counterintelligence tradecraft with the emerging cyber era context, making it relevant beyond history buffs. If you want a grounded story that also functions as a cautionary lesson for modern institutions, this book delivers both tension and practical insight. If you would like to support Eric O'Neill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.